shot and almost snagged by Edwards at second base. She dove for it. It made it out in the outfield. Matea Eckert picked it up in center field. Such a smaller field than we're used to doing.
Yeah, right?
And 15. Now we got Keanne Gingras, who, according to us, was the leadoff.
Yeah, right.
So, all right. Here's Gingras. He steps in. Here's Tobias. That one. Strike down at the knees. Strike one. Ball zero. Runners at first and second base for the Otters. Annika Tobias, the freshman. She digs in. Here's the pitch. That one.
Ooh.
Inside. It's a nice movement on the ball here from Tobias. Look at these rain clouds moving through. Can see them in the distance. A little rain going on. And this one fouled back at us. And ball one, strike two, two outs. Top of the first inning. It's 2-0. Otters. All right. Tobias not worried about the runners. They can't lead off. The pitch. That one down the first base line, just foul. Scooped up by Rayleigh Williams over there at first base. Out of play, though. And Tobias going to dig back in. Ball and two strikes. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That's the end of the top of the first inning. It's 2-0. Otters had a nice strong inning for them. See what the Loggers can do coming up. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlagman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlagman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewelt here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's playoff time. Phillips Loggers, the Lady Loggers, taking on the Frederick Luck Otters here in Phillips. And it's a 2-0 start for the Otters in that first inning. Had two base hits in a row lined up there, and we're going to see what the Loggers can do to match that. Matea Eckert going to lead things off for the Loggers, the senior, and followed by Trinity Smith and Annika Tobias, Lily Miller, the cleanup hitter. And a couple little raindrops, just some sprinkles, Nate. Nothing we're worried about, are we? And we're going to get some snacks here.
Yeah, right.
Probably some burgers, some hot dogs.
And I'm going to eat with this.
Maybe we can send Dan Tingo in a little bit.
Put it on his account, at least.
We'll put it on his account. Maybe we'll go and just put it on Dan's account. He's got a tab, I'm sure. All right, Matea Eckert here. A few of these names, I'm not used to this, Nate. There's some freshmen that we don't know yet here, but Matea Eckert, we've heard her name a few times. She's going to lead off for the Loggers. Here's a pitch. That one outside. And pitching for the Otters is Taylor Hanford. Hanford, first ball was a ball to Matea. It is again. Matea up the middle. Oh, almost snagged by the pitcher. But a leadoff single for Matea. Going to bring up Trinity Smith. And this Loggers had a nice history behind Blake Edwards.
Yep.
Of winning, every girl out here excited to play, all fundamentally sound. Blake Edwards doing a great job. That pitch inside going to go to the dirt, Matea. She gets to second base in about two steps, rounded it, and she winds up at second base. Not going to take much for her to get to advance the base here. maybe about 20 feet back to the backstop here, 15, 20 feet, not very far. And that's going to bring up Trinity Smith. And pitches high. Smith, she follows this one off right side. And Hanford throwing pitches the loggers can hit. Trinity Smith, another tall freshman here, playing shortstop. And that one down low. Mateus is going to do the delayed steal. And he could kind of see that one coming. That was a beautiful delayed steal there. Kind of hung out halfway. Catcher had to throw it softly back to the pitcher. Matea, two steps later, she's at third. And that pitch is high. Trinity Smith, it's 3-1. And Smith, she digs back in. Looks like a confident freshman out there, Nate. And here's the pitch. That one in the ground. Ball's going to advance, and the catcher goes slow to it. Mateo can't advance.
It hit the batter.
Oh, it hit the batter. Okay.
That's what they're saying.
Okay. So Trinity Smith, I guess that's going to be a hit by pitch. Mateo was ready to advance home here. So runners at the corners here, no outs. Annika Smith trying to help herself out here. The pitcher, she's up. Hansford. And that one called ball. Ball one to Tobias.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenen along here with Nathan Podwelts here in Phillips, Wisconsin, and a couple technical difficulties here with his phone service. I'm going to try it one more time here before we switch things up, but Phillips Loggers tied this game up at two apiece here. Matea, along with Trinity Smith, scored, and our bases loaded here right now. I think bases are loaded here with no outs, and it's the Otters who called a timeout. And trying to gather themselves up here, Taylor Hanford is doing a nice job out there. Loggers are hitting the ball. But we're in the bottom of the first inning, tied up at two here now. And hopefully our phone service works here for a little while here. We're going to take another option here if it doesn't here. But we're back at it here. Pitch from Hanford is strike one here. Who do we got up here, Nate? Paula Pomeroy. All right, Paula up. It was Rayleigh that drew the walk that drove in the second run. So Rayleigh Williams at first, Lily Miller at second, Annika Tobias at third, and it's Paula Pomeroy, the second baseman. Where does Paula play? The third baseman. And that pitch goes to the backstop there, and Tobias scores. Runners at second and third. Now Loggers take a 3-2 lead, bottom of the first inning. Still nobody out, Nate.
Yep, runners at second and third.
A little bit of wind picking up here. I can see the sun, though, Nate, up there. Got a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of rain. A lot of umbrellas out here, though. And here's the pitch. That one down in the ground. Another run's going to score here. And scoring this time, Lily Miller scores from third base. And that leaves Rayleigh Williams over at third. Nobody out. Loggers leading 4-2. Pomeroy still at bat here. Marlo Edwards on deck. And we got a 3-1 count here to Pomeroy now. Hanford digs in. Here's the pitch. That one up high. Ball four. Paula going to take her base. Pitching such a big thing here, Nate.
Yeah.
See it in baseball, softball, and generally the team that allows left, yes, throws strikes wins. There you go. That one. Ooh, they call that one a strike up high. Dropped into the strike zone. And no balls and one strike here. Who do we have here? Mel Tingo up? Oh, this is Marlo Edwards. Tornado coming through and around. Lily Miller's mom with her umbrella in front of us looking like Mary Poppins. And this one gets behind, and nobody going to go. But another wild little throw, but that one got to the backstop. And Rayleigh over at third base, he didn't want to go. But Paula was coming hard from behind there. Anyways, everybody safe. Second and third base here for the Loggers. Still just one out, or nobody out.
No outs, yep.
And Edwards fouls this one back over our head, right over. Almost took Steve Precor out. Local legend over here. I think they call him Phillip's sweetheart, Steve Precor. Is that what we call him? Good to have the football coach out here watching. Good to have you, Steve. And there's a shot to shortstop. They're going to throw it over to first base. Get the out at first, so one out. And the Otters doing a nice job getting an out.
Rayleigh Williams scored.
Yeah, Rayleigh scored there. Makes it 5-2 here. And this is going to bring up, I believe, Mel Tingo. Is this Mel up here, Dan? Mel's up to bat here now. All right.
Ooh,
everyone. Ooh, that one a strike. Look up high and inside.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Hey,
I'm just got in the zone. A big zone here today. He wants the girls to swing. I like it. Fun baseball game. Softball game. All right. Hanford. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nice cut there from Tingo. No 0-2 count. He's going to have to protect here, shorten that swing a little bit. One down. Hanford. Here's the pitch, and this one fouled off. Hanford looking a little bit sharper here, throwing strikes.
Yeah.
Sticking with her fastball. Still an 0-2 count here to Mel Tingo, the freshman. Hanford gets the sign. Here's the pitch. That one up high and outside. One ball, two strikes. Paula Pomeroy over on third base. And here's the pitch. That one inside. Good eye there, Mel Tingo. 2-2 the counts. Delaney, 4. She's on deck. It is. Tingo hits this one to the third base. She picks it up, scoops, throws it to first base. There's the out, and they throw it home.
She's out.
She got double play.
Yep. That was a nice play.
A double play. Nice play there from the Otters. And they got to throw it at first base, threw it back to home. and got the double play. Wasn't expecting that at all here, Nate. But 5-2 is the score. Loggers took the lead in that first inning. We're going to go to the second inning, but first we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
The Frederick Luck Otters, and stepping up here, Molly Cook. And she's going to follow this one off the left side. Molly Cook playing out in right field. Annika Tobias still on the mound. They gave us a mystery lineup here, so we're not exactly sure who's going to be coming up for the Otters, but we can catch their numbers as they're walking by. This is Molly Cook.
Yeah, we can call them at home.
Second pitch strike. They got their phone numbers on there. Molly Cook takes strike two. Tobias. The pitch.
Ooh.
And not going to check it. A check swing over there. They check it and say nope.
Nope.
So one ball, two strikes here to Molly Cook. And I like Anna Tobias, how her stance, how she gets into it, the windup. It's kind of nasty. This one's popped up into the air. And
wow,
by Marlo Edwards. She snow-coned it. It was hit right behind the pitcher, only about 6 feet behind the pitcher's mound and between the shortstop and the pitcher and second baseman. Marlo Edwards from second base makes a nice catch. And for
Jill Snook.
All right, Jill Snook. Here comes Jill Snook. Look at that sunshine. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss from Jill Snook. Snook batting from the right side, the second baseman. Those clouds clearing out a little. There's some more behind him, though. And this one hit to Rayleigh Williams over at first base. Rayleigh gobbles it up, touches the bag, and two quick outs here for the Loggers. A nice inning. And that is going to bring up Sophie Eder. Sophie Eder. I like these Frederick Luck uniforms and colors.
Yeah.
They got the long red socks, the black pants, and the blue and red jerseys. Kind of look like Round Ball Revolution colors, you know? And first pitch, a ball. Round Ball Revolution coming up soon, everybody. And registration is open. You can go to roundballrevolution.com and sign up your three-on-three teams. Tobias with the pitch. That one in the ground. Ball two with two outs. Round Ball Revolution is down at Elk Lake Park here in Phillips, and it's a three-on-three basketball tournament. July 5th. And got divisions all the way from kindergarten all the way up to high schoolers. And this one popped into center field. Matea Eckert underneath it. 1-2-3 inning for the Loggers, and it's 5-2. We're going to be going into the bottom of the second inning coming up here, but first we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app or a one-minute timeout.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewalt here in Phillips, Wisconsin. Phillips Loggers taking on the Frederick Luck Otters in girls softball action. And the Loggers going into the bottom of the second inning here, leading 5-2, and up
Delaney
to the bat here right now. Delaney four. All right.
That's from the left side.
Yeah, the lefty here. And here's the pitch. And strike. 1-1 is the count to Delaney four. And we're talking about getting snacks here pretty soon.
Yeah.
We're trying to find someone's tab that we can put it on. And
probably Blake's.
It might. I don't think Blake's that we know. Dan Tingle over here, he doesn't have the credit. Well, Steve Precor, we might be able to find it. He's probably got an account over there at concessions. And 2-1. 3-1 now here to Delaney 4. Loggers looking to extend this 3-run lead they have. 5-2 is the score. Is a pitch that one outside and goes to the backstop. Delaney going to hustle down. And a ball rolled out of play into the dugout, the Loggers. And that's going to bring up top of the order. Taya Eckert, she led off this game with a single right up the middle.
Yep, right up the middle. Just over the pitcher's glove.
Yeah. And here's the pitch. That one's going to go to the backstop. And Delaney's going to get to second. She's going
to go
to third. And this short base is here. She
yeah,
makes
wow.
it to third base quickly. And just like that, nobody out and a runner on third base, Delaney four.
Top of the lineup here.
And Matea Eckert. Digs in from the right side. Here's the pitch.
Ooh.
Up the middle again. Was that like the same hit?
Yeah, that was.
And that's going to score. Delaney yeah. four, Matea Eckert at first base.
RBI single.
RBI single, and there's a really good chance Matea's advancing.
She's
here.
Going. I'd bet on it.
I think so. 6-2, the score here. Loggers, the Lady Loggers, looking sharp. With Matea on first, here's the pitch, and Matea's going to go. You knew she was going to go.
Yeah.
Nate, I'll bet you a hamburger she makes it to third base somehow.
No, I'm not taking that.
No, you're not taking that. All right, 6-2. Here's Matea. And the throw. Here she is. The hit from Smith goes to the shortstop. Matea hung out there behind
yeah.
her, and they took the out at first base. Fielder's choice, and Matea makes it over to third. And Matea at third. And who's up? Who do we got up now? Annika Tobias, the pitcher. She digs in from the right side. A swing and a miss.
Oh, Matea wanted to go.
She did. Popped away from the catcher for just a second. And Matea Eckert, the speedster, over at third. And what a season. What a senior year for her, and what a career for her as well. It's been fun watching.
Yep.
Matea, and you know, we're kind of down to the end of it with her softball run here. This is a 1-1, blooped over the pitcher. It's going to be a base hit. She's going to be safe at first base. And Matea Eckert scores from third at 7-2. Loggers going to bring up Lily Miller, lefty Lily. And she digs in from the right side. Lily as well. Got to watch Matea and Lily. They're seniors here. The only two seniors, I think. And that pitch goes to the backstop. Tobias over at second base now. And Lily Miller as well, watching her play volleyball and basketball and softball over the years, getting down to the end of her run. And a really nice career she's had. Hits this one at the left side to the third baseman, and she's going to run that one out. They throw it over her head, and she's going to go to second base, and that's going to score Annika Tobias. It's 8-2. Phillips Loggers leading the Frederick Luck Otters. I'm going to give the Otters the nickname advantage, though. I really like that nickname, Otters.
Uniform is about a tie. They both got sharp-looking uniforms.
Yeah. Yeah, they both sure do. Oh, thanks there, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got fresh waters up here. Steve Precor, the football coach.
Oh, look at this.
You can always count on him. And we got a dog.
Oh, that is awesome.
Steve, we appreciate it very much. All right, we got hot dogs here. Brats. You got brats.
You still on?
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right. Well, I think it's a Johnsonville, too, Nate. Good brat. Piping hot, fresh off the grill. All right. We got a softball game, that's right. All right. Here's a pitch. That one down in the dirt.
2-0.
2-0.
Who's up? Number 8.
Oh, yeah. Wrong team. All right. Number 8 is.
No, where the Loggers are up. Rayleigh Williams.
All right. Rayleigh Williams is up to bat here. Good job, mate.
Wow.
Good thing we got you here,
Nate. Yeah, right?
I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have an assistant here.
You'd be lost.
We'd be lost. And Rayleigh digs in from the right side. A 2-1 count to her.
Ooh.
2-2 now. Took a strike on the inside corner. And who do we have over at second base? Is that Lily Miller yet?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a shot from Rayleigh over to the first base. She's going to pick it up herself and take the out at first. But Rayleigh advances Lily Miller over to third base. Going to bring up Paula Pomeroy. Paula Jr. with a runner on third, two outs. Ooh, a shot to the shortstop. A nice hit from Paula. Shortstop picks it up and they throw it right at first base. A nice play there from the Otters. Ends the inning. Loggers, they scored two. It's 8-2.
They scored three.
They scored three. It's 8-2. Loggers leading here. Third inning coming up here. In just a minute, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewelt here. We're starting the third inning here. Girls softball action, playoff action, first round. And here's Tobias on the mound here for the Loggers. There's a strike.
Number 3 for the Loggers.
To
Chanel.
Kenneth Chanel. And she fouled it off the left side. We're in the top of the third inning. It's 8-3, Loggers leading. The sun is out now. A lot of rain clouds around us, though. And second pitch strike here to Kenneth Chanel.
What was that score? Hurley was beating Schwamigan?
7-2.
7-2.
In the third inning, I think it was. Hurley's leading Schwamigan. So there you go. Strikeout there for Annika Tobias. Kenna Chanel swings and misses for strike three. And that's going to bring up
the pitcher for five. Right?
The pitcher. Yep. Taylor Hansford. Hansford. He's going to take ball one. A little bit outside from Tobias. It's 8-2 here. Top of the third inning. Tobias digs in. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Ooh, and a changeup and fouled back. And Hansford got under that one. She was ahead of it. Just like Tobias wanted her. And Tobias throwing a nice game here. The freshman.
Yeah.
And you can see the potential. She, you know, she's doing a nice job in a varsity game as a freshman, but I'm excited to see her as a senior.
Yeah.
You can tell she's just going to grow. And strike two to Taylor Hansford, swings and misses. And she's got the body for it. She's got the lanky,
yeah,
the length in a strong girl as well.
And accurate.
Accurate. We've seen her play volleyball along with softball here. That one, ball two, up high.
2-2.
2-2 the count here, one out. No runners on. This is a 2-2.
There you go.
Strike three looking, got the outside corner. That was a pretty pitch there from Annika Tobias. I see the Tobias family here watching. You got to know the Tobias family when Little League with J.J. and Aiden Tobias playing, and kind of nice seeing a lot of these people that, you know, you really didn't see for a few years. Here you go. Swing and a miss there. Annika Tobias, she's feeling it right now. Lily Carter, the batter here for the Otters. Tobias gets low. Here's the windup from the hip. And that one down a little bit low. One ball, one strike. And Tobias keeping all the action in the infield here. And there's another one. Gets under the third baseman to the shortstop. Smith makes a nice throw,
yeah,
but it was a nice digging it out there was Lily Carter. And she's safe over at first base. Rayleigh Williams with the stretch over at first, but it was Carter made it there just in time. So two outs, your runner on first base for the Otters. I don't see who's up. What number is up there, Nate? We'll find out. And that pitch down on the ground, number 10. Grace Mattson for the Frederick Luck Otters up to bat here. Top of the third inning, 8-2.
Two outs.
Tobias winds up. Here it is. That one down and inside. And Lily Miller making it look easy out there. Doing a great job at catcher. Tobias gets a sign for Miller. Here's a pitch, a shot to the shortstop. Smith can't quite get there. It took a funny hop on her. She picked it up, threw it to Marlo Edwards over at second base, who wasn't really ready for it.
Was not ready at
all. Luckily, it hit her and couldn't go to the outfield. So, going to give that a base hit. Runners at first and second here for the Otters. And that's going to bring up Maddie Frenette with two outs. Otters looking for a two-out rally. Tobias, first pitch strike. Tobias had five straight outs there going into these last couple. All right, there's strike two to Frenette. Got her swinging. And Tobias got some nice movement on this. We've seen a few different pitches from her. Here's the 0-2. That one up high. Ball and two strikes. Nice waist pitch there for Annika. And we said earlier, the other game going on, Hurley leading Schwamigan 7-2, 7-3, something like that in the third inning.
Regional finals going on at the track today.
Yeah, a little mini tornado just went through the field. That's kind of exciting. Felt like I was going through Oklahoma City again. Here we go. Here's the foul back and almost took out. Who did we get back there? That's Brielle Schultz over there. Taking a nice friendly walk through the baseball field here. All right. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And cracked into the outfield. And over the head of
Delaney Four.
Delaney Four. And two runners going to come in here. And it's going to be a stand-up flip. Oh, my gosh. She's going to go home with it. And Lily Miller stuffs her out, gets her out.
Wow.
Lily had the plate covered. Delaney got the ball in quickly. Hey, they ended the inning nonetheless.
Yeah.
Threw the runner out at second base or at home.
And two runs scored.
Two runs scored. Hey, it's 8-4. I like what I'm seeing. This is a lot of fun here, Nate. Still time to come on down here, guys, and watch this third inning. Game could go.
Yeah.
Could go all seven, right? It's 8-4 here. Loggers leading. It's their turn next. Bottom of the third coming up. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlieman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlieman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewelt's here in Phillips, Wisconsin. Having fun here and a fun game, exciting game, and fast-paced game here. It's softball action. It's the Phillips Loggers hosting the Frederick Luck Otters, and the Loggers leading 8-4 here. We're entering the bottom of the third inning and leading off. I can't tell who it's going to be. We'll find out in just a little bit, but still the same pitcher out there, I believe. Taylor Hansford for the Otters. Been doing a nice job. And the Loggers really been putting the bat on the ball and being aggressive on the base paths and leading 8-4 here.
You got to change that pitcher.
You got to change? Who
number
is it?
10.
All right, so Grace Mattson now. She's going to be pitching here. Grace Mattson.
Right? Yep.
Yep. Grace Mattson going to take over for the Otters. And that's why this inning taking
that's
a little bit longer.
Let her warm up a little bit.
And leading off for the Loggers is going to be Marlo Edwards. Going to have the 7, 8, 9 batters coming up here for the Loggers. And the sky's opening up a little bit. It's still dark around us a little bit, but the sun is out. Hey, we're in T-shirts. It's a good day. And
throw to second.
Yeah, the Otters just finishing up their warm-ups. And we're going to get this bottom of the third inning underway in just a moment. Blake Edwards having this team ready to go here, the Phillips Loggers. They're looking sharp here, as they always do. You can always tell a Blake Edwards coach team. Inspired.
Yep.
They're fundamentally sound.
Energy.
Energy.
Like the coach.
Yeah, first pitch was a ball. That one up high over Marlowe's head. And Grace Mattson, second pitch up high. Edwards probably going to wait until she throws a strike here. Mattson digs in. Here's the pitch. That one inside. And that's ball three. What is Blake Edwards? What kind of coach do you think he is? Do you think he's a green light kind of guy right here? Does he say make her? I think he's going to make her take.
Yeah.
He did.
He is.
He did. He made
he's all
take
about fundamentals.
He made her take. He wanted to get in her head. All right. 3-1 here, the count here now. to Marlo Edwards. Marlo. And she's aggressive on that one. And she fouled that one off the left side. So we're to a full count here now. Marlo digs in. What, you know what grade Marlo is in? Dan, do you know what grade Marlo is? She's a freshman, and she hits a shot into left field over everybody's head. It bounces to the fence. Marlo Edwards. What did we just say? She's a freshman. She can be hitting dingers one day here soon, Nate. That was a nice one. Edwards ends up on second base. 8-4 here. Nobody out. Bottom of the third inning. Coming up is Mel Tingo. Tingo, the freshman. She digs in here. Didn't like that one. Digs back in. Here's Mel. The pitch. That one up high. Mel watches that one. 1-1 the count. And we see the Phillips Loggers baseball team over here to support the Lady Loggers. And here's a pitch. Ball high. Two balls, one strike. Mel Tingo, that's my neighbor. He's up to bat. Here's the pitch. Tingo hits that one into left field, and it's going to drop. Fair ball. She dropped it.
Runner at second after they put.
Almost made a really nice catch out over there. Mel hit a shot into left field, and it dropped in fair ball territory here. And runners at first and second base.
It's Delaney four up.
Delaney up here from the left side, the southpaw. She hits that one up the middle. And Marlo Edwards, she's going to score. Tingo's going to stay at second. No, she's going to go to third. And she slides under the tag. No, she was safe. Appeal it. Appeal it. He's going to call her safe. She slid under the tag.
Yeah, she was under.
And
he couldn't see it from that angle.
A run scored, though. It's 9-4. Oh, he called her out. He know he's seen what we've seen. That's all right. All right. All right. There's the Ruben's proposal stress call of the game. 9-4. That's all right. Mel was safe over there at third. She slid under the tag, but that's all right. She's out here, one out. Runner at second base. And who's up to bat here?
We're up to Matea.
Matea. You know that's Matea over there.
Home run. I want to see one home run.
Want to see a dinger?
Yeah, I want to see one.
Has there been any home runs this season at all? We haven't seen any over here. All right.
None in the baseball.
So none in softball here this season. Matea from the right side. Two balls, no strikes, one out. Runner at second base.
Oof.
And 3-0 the count here to Matea. Matea, two shots up the middle in her first two at-bats, two singles. This is her third time. And that's a strike. Nice pitch there from Grace Madsen. It's 3-1. Madsen looking to get it to full count here. Here it is, that one. Oh, we called a strike two on the corner here. And that's two times this inning.
Before she came into the picture, brought the beauty I was missing with her, showed me colors.
Four here, two outs, runner at third base here. That's Delaney four at third.
Advance on the run.
And that's going to bring up Trinity Smith, the freshman, the shortstop. Here she is from the right side. Trinity
goes
hits
up,
swings at a high one. Goes out in the left field. The left fielder makes the play, gets the third out of the inning. The Loggers, hey, they got a run here.
Yep.
They're up by 5. 9-4 is the score right now. They're leading, and we're going to be going into the top of the fourth inning coming up in just a minute here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 1-minute timeout.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewelt here in Phillips, Wisconsin. An exciting playoff game here. The Phillips Loggers hosting the Frederick Luck Otters, and the Phillips Loggers leading 9-4, entering the top of the fourth inning. Annika Tobias, she's been pitching a nice game here. And first pitch ball. So I forget. We got to check the numbers. We got a funny little roster here. They're all over the place on here. And some sirens going off in town here.
Gingras.
All right, Gingras. She's up. It's Gingras. She followed that one off as well. I don't know, some sirens going off. Maybe that's the noon whistle. 9-4. Do they have a noon whistle?
I don't know.
Here's the pitch. And a shot to the second baseman. Edwards picks it up, throws it to Rayleigh Williams for the first out of the inning. What, Dan, what kind of siren is that? Noon. We thought the noon whistle. Do they have a noon whistle yet? No. No noon whistle anymore? Is that an old thing? Oh, really? All right. So that's either a fire or a tornado.
Or a tornado, yeah.
And a nice catch there from Paula Pomeroy on a little blooper to the third baseman. Paula Pomeroy makes a nice catch. Two outs here. The top of the first inning, Frederick Luck coming up to bat here is Jill Snook. Jill Snook. Tobias, she mean mugs her. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss from Snook. Okay, it's definitely not the noon whistle.
Oh,
still going.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch. And this one hits Marlo Edwards. She gobbles it up at second base, throws it to Rayleigh Williams. A 1-2-3 inning, and the Phillips Loggers leading 9-4 here. We're going to enter the bottom of the fourth inning. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
And we're back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewelt here in Phillips, Wisconsin. And got some sirens going off here. A little excitement here in Phillips. Finally.
We're in Phillips, not in the big city.
They're finally simmering down, the sirens in town here. It's the Phillips Loggers leading the Frederick Luck Otters 9-4. The Otters, hey, they're winning the nickname game. I'm going to be honest. I like the Otters.
Yeah.
That's a cool name, Mick, the Otters. But first pitch ball here. So who is this? Annika Tobias, I believe. Looks like her. Sure is. Anika Tobias steps in here from the right side. The pitch. Second pitch, a strike. Anika takes strike one. Grace Mattson on the mound here for the Otters. Tobias, the freshman, digs in from the right side. Here's the 1-1. Tobias hits that one, a shot to the third baseman. Quick throw over to first.
Nice
and the
grab.
First, yeah, the first baseman gobbled that one up nicely. And I think that's Jian or K.N. Gingras over at first base. And it's going to bring up Lily Miller.
Lefty Lily Miller.
Lefty Lily up to bat. Here she is. Pops this one up. It might be playable. No, it's not. It was just out of play. Right behind the catcher, right in front of us. And Lily Miller, she's going to dig in. No balls, one strike. Here it is from the hip. Miller waits on that one. Got under it, pops it up to the shortstop. And that's out number two. And it looks like the Loggers facing their first 1-2-3 inning of the ball game here. We keep saying we're going to buy those cushy seats, Nate, and we never do. We never do. Oh, here's our burgers. Oh, looks like we got sloppy barbecues or something.
We didn't have burgers.
They went, is that what took two innings? Oh, we knew it. We called it. she got caught talking to someone.
Huh?
All right, we got our food. It's, who's up the bat here?
Rayleigh Williams.
Rayleigh Williams up to bat here. 9-4. Here's the pitch. Rayleigh follows that one right back at us. And we're getting some concession stands here. We tried the brats. Now we've got barbecued beef. Is that what this is, Heather? Barbecued beef sandwiches?
Pork
beef. So good stuff over here. You want to come have dinner? You got a couple innings left, guys.
Yeah.
And there's a shot there. Rayleigh turned on that one, pulled it left side. And fouls it off. It's a big sandwich. I might have to wait. All right, Rayleigh digs back in here. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Nobody on base. Loggers leading 9-4. Here's the pitch. Rayleigh follows this one back. I got it. Oh, my gosh. It almost took out Delaney Ford's mom. She blocked it away. Excitement in the crowd here.
You probably got a first aid kit in your truck, don't you?
There's the athleticism displayed here by the fans tonight. And that one fouled left side. Is this Rayleigh Williams still up?
Yep.
A lot of activity from Rayleigh Williams here.
One ball, two strikes, two outs here. What is this, the bottom of the fourth?
Mm-hmm.
Phillips Loggers are leading 9-4 over the Frederick Luck Otters.
Here's the 1-2. Rayleigh fouls this one off left side. All right, Rayleigh. Having an at-bat here. All right, giving me a chance to eat this whole pork sandwich. She digs back in right side. Here's a pitch over her head. Two balls, two strikes. And here's the pitch, the 2-2. Rayleigh hits this one to the left fielder. She runs in on it, makes the catch for the third out of the inning. It's 9-4. The Loggers leading the Frederick Luck Otters. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com. Or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haakkinen, along with my daughter here now this time, Cully Haakkinen, and she's going to help me out for an inning. And the Phillips Loggers leading 9-4 right now here. Annika Tobias on the mound here yet, and there's a shot to center field. Matea Eckert steps right under it. And who was that bat? Oh, I got that one, Nate. That was a nice shot out there into center field. We'll see her number in just a moment here. Number one. That was Sophie Eater. So, one out here. Cully, it's a fun game, isn't it, so far?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tobias, which is the sign. Here's the pitch. And a little knuckleballer over to first base, and Raylee Williams, she got her in time. Wow, I don't know about that call right there, but hey, we'll take it. Tie goes to the runner on that one. There it was. They still have that one. But they didn't go to the runner. Tie goes to the fielder. It was two in a row. So that must be a legend or a myth, a tie goes to the runner. I think you have to beat the throw, actually. All right. Cully, it's a fast-paced game, isn't it? It goes really quick. When we go and watch those baseball games, it seems like they take a long time. This is just boom, boom, play. Another play right there. A shot to the second baseman, and that's the third out of the inning, just like that, Cully. And the Loggers leading here now, and we're sending it into those. What is it, the bottom of the fifth inning coming up here? Loggers still leading 9-4. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haakkinen here, along with my daughter, Cully Haakkinen, came to join me here, and we're in Phillips, Wisconsin, and it's the Phillips Loggers leading the Frederick Luck Otters 9-4, and up to bat here, right now, I think Paula Pomeroy is leading off. I got some barbecue juice on the roster, so we might mispronounce a few names here. But that's Paula up to bat here right now. And she hits a shot to the third baseman. Oh, and a nice catch over there at third, huh, Cully? It's a short field, and you really got to have quick reactions when you're out there. And, yeah, it's a lot shorter. And, Cully, you have hopes to play in high school one day, play softball, play for Coach Edwards?
Yeah.
Looks like these girls have a lot of fun. And here's a shot in the middle. That's going to be a base hit there. Marlo Edwards, she's having herself a ball game. And look who's coming up. That's our neighbor, Mel Tingo. And it looks like the rainy weather kind of left us here. Was it raining at home when you left, Cully?
Yeah.
It was. Here's a throw down to second base. Marlo's going to steal second. The throw goes into the outfield. She's going to go to third. Oh, no, she's going to go home. Just like that, Marlo Edwards. We'll call her the star of the fifth inning. Scored all the way there from first base. And it's 10-4. And these Phillips Loggers sure make this game look fun. a short field, a lot of running around the field.
Yeah.
Make contact and get the fundamentals. And Mel Tingle swings at that one. 1-1 is the count here to Mel Tingle. With one out, bottom of the fifth inning. And it's a strike to Mel. So fifth inning here, if the Loggers score four runs, then I think it's 10-run rule. All right, here's the pitch. Tingle, she's going to take ball two. 2-2 is the count. Kelly, I was saying these Frederick Luck uniforms, they kind of look like Round Ball Revolution uniforms. Here's the pitch to Tingle. Hits that one. That's a base hit into left field. Mel Tingle with the single. Rounds the base with one out. And Round Ball Revolution, Kelly, you're going to be playing in this, the 3-on-3 tournament that we have down in the park here in Phillips. And registration is open. You can go to roundballrevolution.com and sign your team up. And we have divisions kindergarten all the way through high school. And Tingle, she's going to steal second base. Delaney Four at bat here. And it was a first pitch strike to Delaney. But get your three.